Hi, this is Philip Suber with Empowerment Sessions. Please take a moment to subscribe to, as well as share this podcast with someone that you know. Now, are you ready for the journey? Then let's go. Hey family, this is Philip Suber, and I am back with Empowerment Sessions, and I'm so excited. I've been hearing from quite a few people, really just sharing their thoughts about my previous episode, where we talked about the need to pause and reflect. And not only that, you know, just people saying, when's the next episode? So it's here. It is here. And today I want to dive a little bit deeper as it relates to what we talked about last week with the pause and reflect. One of the takeaways from last week's conversation was that this need to pause and reflect is imperative for us to make sure that we are and stay in alignment with our core values, with our goals, with our visions, that we're able to make sure that we're on the right track and that we're more so intentional about the direction in which our life is headed and the decisions that we make. And I believe this is key because life, if we don't dictate the pace, will give us a pace. And oftentimes that pace is not governed by ourselves, but it's governed more so by the expectations and the demands of other people and other entities. Your job, organizations that you may volunteer for, your children, other things will begin to demand of you. And when you don't give credence to the voice within yourself, at a certain point in time of your life, that voice begins to get so loud that you can't ignore it. Where you've ignored the notes to take care of your body, to make sure you're getting enough rest, that you're eating in a healthy manner, that you're exercising, because your body is telling you in so many different ways that this needs to be a priority, but we're driven by other demands and expectations, then your body becomes so dominant in its voice, it shuts down on you to where you have no other choice but to give credence to what your body's been saying for all these years and all this time. And so I want to dig a little bit deeper into this idea or the concept and the reality of aligning with one's self. This week, I have the privilege to speak at a particular function, and I wanted to share with you just two things that are in agreement with what we are referring to when we talk about the need to stop, to pause and reflect. And those two things are shadows and illusions. When we talk about shadows, think about the fact that life, the people, expectations, there's so many demands on us that life will paint a picture of what we should do, what we should be doing, where we should be. And those expectations can become so loud that they demand from us so much that we no longer show up in our most authentic self. We no longer show up centered and focused and using our energy to the best of our ability, because now we become drained by the demand that is not necessarily a demand that is conducive to who we are as individuals. So some of you may have the expectation every week to be the super mom, the super wife, the super niece, the super daughter, the super boss, the super chef. You know, then you have to take care of all of your concerns as it relates to you and self-care and guarding your heart and your mind and your mental health and making sure that you're eating right and that you're resting enough and that you're not overly stressed and worked out through anxiety, making sure that you are exercising. With all of those demands and more, the things that I have not said, sometimes it can seem like the demands are superficial. And so instead of showing up in your most authentic self and beginning to take control over what is necessary to meet, what demands are imperative for the day, setting those agendas and setting those guidelines and those healthy boundaries that are needed in order for us to be successful, instead of doing those things, oftentimes it is easier to hide behind the expectations of other people and begin to neglect ourselves in such a fashion that we're no longer true to ourselves. And that's what I mean by shadows. All right, so we've talked about shadows. Now, the second part of that is illusions. So the shadows is the idea of us hiding behind the expectations and the demands that are put upon us. And we esteem those expectations far more than we esteem our inner truths about our abilities, our capabilities, and the things that we need in order to be our most authentic selves and to be most effective and productive in whatever it is that that we are doing as it relates to our day-to-day lives. But then here comes the concept or the idea that I see as illusions that we hide behind. Because the bridge is the silence that we have. So when you don't show up to you, work, or when you don't show up as a mother, as a father, when you don't show up in your most authentic self, there's a part of you that's silenced. And that part of you that's silenced is the most important voice that needs to be heard. And because we're silent, we don't articulate. We don't articulate to the best of our ability, our visions, our plans, our goals, our priorities. We don't articulate our values because we've been muted by the expectations that everything and everyone else has placed upon us. And so the things that you really want to accomplish, the goals that you really want to set for yourself, the momentum that you really want to see, the progressions that you really aspire to do, that part of you that is within inside of you, that dreamer inside of you never gets to articulate its voice. And so what we do is we hide behind the illusions, the vague imagery of what we wish, what could have been, what we really, really want, but just never felt like we had the voice to articulate it because our authentic desires and our true self has been drowned out by the expectations of others. And so the idea of the shadows, we hide behind the shadows. And because of the hide behind the shadows, we're silenced. And in our silence, the things that we need to articulate become illusions. They're only in our head. They're only in our dreams. And they never become action steps until we begin to identify, wait a minute, I've given credence to every other voice except mine own. Now it's time for me to show up in my most authentic self. And just for the sake of discussion, we're not talking about the quote unquote keeping it real, where we just let it all hang out and we're just, you know, with no sense of value, no sense of respect of how we're being heard and what we're being saying, just saying whatever. No, it's about being strategic. Who am I really? Who am I? And in my current state of being, am I manifesting who I really am? Am I really giving credence to my life? Does it really have purpose and value outside of everyone else's expectations? Am I living up to my ability? And when we talk about that, wait a minute, what are my dreams? What are my values? What are my goals? What are the things that really matter to me? And am I able to articulate it in such a way that it becomes actionable and it becomes applicable to the point where now it becomes reality and it becomes manifested and I'm no longer hiding behind the shadows. I'm no longer chasing the illusion of woulda, coulda, shoulda. I'm walking in the manifestation of I am. And that is a huge transformational process that occurs. And oftentimes we can't do it alone. We need the help of a therapist. We need the help of those in the psychological field. I am venturing into life coaching now. And so, because I realize the need for it, we need to have those assistants, those aids even more so, you need the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You need to be in tune with yourself and to understand how you function, how you respond, and understand the subliminal messages that are only subliminal because we've been ignoring them for so long, that your body is sending you. Those thoughts in the back of your mind that are really saying, hey, you're not being your true self. You're not shining. You're not being who you're created to be. You're not living your life to the full potential of who you were created to be. There are distinctions that each of us have, whether it's gifts, talents, abilities, mindsets, the ability to perceive certain things, the ability to see through certain things, the ability to see the big picture, the ability to be able to hone in on the details. There are different characteristics that we have that make each of us valuable in our own right. And it also identifies the need for us to be. Right. When I say be, I don't mean just living and existing, but I mean be that. If you're the person who helps with vision, be that. If you're the person who helps with the details of the vision, be that. If you're the person who motivates, be that. If you're the person who inspires, be that. If you're the one that needs to inspire, then seek out that person who can inspire you, who can help you bring out the inner motivation and the inner inspiration that's within you. Be that. Do that. Say that. Move in that direction. Be. Understand that there's so much inside of you. It's not a cliche. You know, older generations would say, God didn't make no junk. And so when, no matter what environment you are in, no matter what the culture has labeled you as, no matter what life has tried to dictate to you in terms of unfortunate circumstances and encounters and experiences, no matter what the current mindset of your culture has said, you have to find your inner truth and your inner voice, and you have to find out who you are as an individual. You have to know it. You have to know it. And knowing is not just enough. You have to be it. I teach a class at our church, and one thing that we talked about was meditating, and we spoke about it as it relates to meditating upon the word of God. And I like to say that word meditate means to chew on the chud, to chew on it, to meditate, to think upon it, to reflect upon it, to say it to yourself over and over again. And meditation is the catalyst that brings the thought and brings it to your heart. And when it gets in your heart, then you can walk it out. What am I saying? Knowing is not just enough. Because some of you might be saying, oh, I know I'm special. I know I'm this. But if you actually look at what your heart feels, what your heart is saying, what your heart's meditations are, it's not those statements. Those statements that you're saying are possibly cover-ups of the insecurity. You're covering up those areas that where you feel insufficient by saying this, but you really haven't let it become a part of your being, to where you believe it, and to where you walk in it, to where you know it, and to where you say it without verbally saying it. Your actions say it, your facial expressions say it, the way you do business says it, the way you carry yourself says it, the way you look and dress and feel, it all says that I am somebody. And then everything externally begins to respond to the alignment that you have within of your internal truth. So, hey, I hope this has really reached out to some of you guys. This topic, this conversation, this idea goes a lot deeper, and it's going to require you to take some time to reflect and to begin to think, what am I hiding behind? What have I not really brought specificity to in terms of my dreams, my goals, and my visions? What have I not articulated in my life? What areas have I not given direction to in my life? Because at the end of the day, you have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to be true, authentic, and to show up in your most authentic self. And it starts with the groundwork of identifying, where am I? How did I get here? Where do I want to be? And how do I get there? I can't wait to start the life coaching sessions to be able to help people bring more realization to that and bring extra steps to that as it relates to their personal experiences and where they are specifically in life, because everyone's not at the same place. Everyone's not at the same level. We all haven't had the same experiences, but we have points of interest where we connect, right? So, hey, great conversation. This is Philip Suber with your empowerment sessions, helping you to become who you are meant to be. Hey, thanks again for joining me on this journey of empowerment. It's been some really good conversations. And as always, I'd love to hear your feedback. What spoke out to you? What really just captured your attention? What thought or takeaway did you have from the discussion as we talk about shadows and illusions? I always want to encourage you to make sure that you subscribe so that you will be in the know for the next and the following episodes, as well as share it with someone that you know that it'll be beneficial to, and that shouldn't be hard. All right. So until next time, you guys have a great week. Enjoy your life. Live it to the best. Be authentic. Be you. I'll see you then.